The Blessing by Jane McBride Choate. Based on a true story. Mine is a home where every hour is blessed by the strength of priesthood power. Children's Songbook, page 190. Katrina hurried home from school. The missionaries were coming today. She had promised her mama that she would sweep the floor. Mama was gone working as a housekeeper and would not be home until later that night. Signor and Signora Klotzpan and their 2-year-old son Helmut shared the house with Katrina's family. Sharing houses was common in Colombia, where many families could not afford homes of their own. Signor Klotzpan and his little family had moved to Colombia from Germany a year ago. He spoke Spanish with difficulty. His wife spoke little of the language and communicated mostly with her hands. Helmut was learning Spanish as well as German. Katrina occasionally attended Helmut. She liked his sweet baby smell. Katrina's papa worked long hours, as did her mama. Her abuela, grandma, spent many hours with Katrina and her brother Ramon, telling them stories of their ancestors and the traditions of their family. Katrina and her mama kept the house as clean as possible, but it was difficult with so many people living in the 4 small rooms. She remembered the day the missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had knocked at their door. The young men, in their white shirts and ties, spoke of Jesus Christ and the restored gospel. The words sounded strange. Though they spoke fluently, their accent made it difficult for Katrina to understand what they said. She listened carefully to the Joseph Smith story, not wanting to miss a word. When Elder Todd bore his testimony of Joseph Smith and the living prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley, she knew she had heard the truth. Señor and Señora Klotzpan accepted the gospel and were baptized members of the church shortly after the elders challenged them to be baptized. Katrina noticed a change in the Klotzpans. They seemed more content, though they still had little money. When she asked them about it, Señor Klotzpan said that the gospel had changed their lives. "It brings us much joy," Señor Klotzpan said. "My Goethe and I have never been happier. When you and your family are baptized, you will know the same blessings." Katrina didn't know if her papa would ever allow their family to be baptized. His parents and their parents before them had belonged to another religion. Tradition was an important part of their family. Today the elders spoke more about families. When they explained a father's blessing, Señor Klotzpan leaned forward eagerly. "My Helmut, I want him to have this blessing. Will you do it?" Elder Todd shook his head. "We could give him a priesthood blessing, but only you can give him a father's blessing. You have received the Melchizedek priesthood and have the authority to do so." Señor Klotzpan looked helplessly from one elder to the other. "I do not know how to do such a thing." "Listen to the Spirit," Elder Todd said in his quiet way. "It will guide you and your words." Señor Klotzpan put his hand on his chest. "Is it that which makes my heart beat so rapidly?" Elder Stevenson nodded. "The Spirit often touches our hearts in just that way." A smile of pure joy spread over Señor Klotzpan's face. "I am ready." Solemnly, he placed his hands on Helmut's head. Words poured forth as he blessed his child. Katrina felt tears prick her eyes. She, too, felt the Spirit. When the elders left, she turned to her papa. "Papa, I want to be baptized. With you and Mama and Ramon, I want you to give me a blessing like Señor Klotzpan gave Helmut." "We have heard the truth," he said slowly. "It would be wrong not to be baptized." "What about Abuela?" Katrina asked. "She will understand," he said. "Tradition is important, but truth is precious." Katrina brushed the tears from her eyes and hugged her papa. Note: we have been given the great power of the priesthood. It blesses us individually and provides blessings for our family. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of 12 Apostles, Called of God, Ensign, November 2002, page 10. End of note. End of the article, The Blessing, by Jane McBride Choate. based on a true story.